Isaiah 57, this is lamenting the unfaithfulness of Judah, and particularly how within the temple, which God was going to destroy through the Babylonians, actually in the temple they had committed all manner of disgusting idolatry. So verse 7 of Isaiah 57, on a high and lofty mountain, that is surely Mount Zion, you have set your bed. There also you went up to offer sacrifice. So it's as if she slept with her lovers on the bed on Mount Zion, where also you went to offer sacrifice to Yahweh. This was the thing, that they justified their idolatry by saying that this was a form of Yahweh worship. See verse 8, behind the doors and the posts you have set up your memorial. Well, God's law ought to have been written for a memorial on the doors and the posts, but I think the idea is that there was some sort of memorial. I mean, idols were memorials in a sense to the pagan gods that they believed in. And they'd hidden this, as it were, behind the doors and the posts. Well, you can't hide from God, of course. And then verse 8, you have uncovered yourself to someone besides me, and have enlarged your bed, and made a covenant with them. So you uncovered yourself to someone besides me. Well, this is a very explicit image, is it not? Of course, the idea is that you have committed adultery by worshipping other idols. That's the idea. You've got other gods apart from me, and I consider that to be whoredom and adultery. And he says, you've uncovered yourself to someone beside me. I think you see there a pretty exquisite sort of picture onto what intimacy with God looks like. Intimacy before God, like intimacy within marriage, involves nakedness. It involves nakedness and being unashamed. That's what it involves. But you uncovered yourself to somebody apart from me. Well, the idea is that if you uncover yourself to Yahweh, if you are naked before him, and quite rightly do not have in that sense shame because you are married to him, then you do not do that with anybody else. The fact that you are uncovered before your spouse and not ashamed, that reflects your relationship with Yahweh. This is what this verse is saying. And you think of all the dimensions of that truth. It means that in our relationship with God, we are ultimately naked. Of course, we would theoretically accept that God sees and knows all things, and you cannot, like they were trying to do, hide your idol behind a door or behind a post and think God's not going to see you. You cannot assume that any aspect or dimension of my life, my personality, my thinking, whatever, is somehow hidden from God. Of course it is not. We might accept that theoretically, but to really believe that quite simply God sees and knows all things about me, understands my thoughts afar off before I even think them, he sees them coming. Well, if that's what you really believe, it's not difficult then to expose yourself to God, because he, as it were, has x-ray vision. He knows you anyway. It is this openness with God which is part of covenant relationship with him. And that to me is helpful in understanding some of the psalms that are called the imprecatory psalms, where David is sort of really cussing and blowing off basically about his enemies. And yet he does it clearly before God. And whether he quite means all that he says, I'm not sure, because you know, he's calling down judgment and cussing basically Saul, Absalom, the lot of them. And yet when Saul and Absalom die both times, he is absolutely genuinely heartbroken. He did not wish that to happen. And yet in his anger, he had said these things. And you think, well, why, David, are you so rough, as it were, with God? And I think it's partly because he knows that God sees and knows all things. He knows what I'm thinking anyway, so I might as well just tell him what I'm thinking. That's how I understand those psalms. And yet, we tend to think that I can hide from God. And yet you can't.
he knows everything. So seeing he knows everything, okay, so go on and expose yourself to him. Go and tell him your sins. Go and tell him your doubts. Tell him your angry thoughts, your lustful thoughts, your whatever, bitter thoughts. Tell them to him. Tell him your vain thoughts, your empty thoughts. Go on, just admit it to him. Enjoy, in the end, that intimacy with God. And because only God, only Yahweh, the God of Israel, sees and knows all things, you can never enjoy that intimacy with any other God, idol, or belief system. You cannot, for example, tell your expensive brand new car or expensive new house or expensive holiday or whatever your idol is at the moment, you can't tell them all your intimate feelings, can you? It's not so. And you couldn't tell all your intimate feelings to someone else either, because they won't quite know what you mean. Even if you talk to them for weeks on end, you cannot completely expose yourself, because you are only going to be presenting a part of yourself. You will have overlooked some things, forgotten some things, and you will inevitably present history from your point of view. And they, on their side, are going to perceive things within the frames of their understanding. They're going to see what you're saying, what you're presenting, through the spectacles that they're wearing, through their filters. That's what it is to be human. And yet, with God, he is not like that. He knows absolutely the ultimate truth. And this is what inspires us, as I say, towards absolute intimacy with God, absolute frankness, openness. And this is where prayer is not to be firing off a list of requests, hoping that out of the 10 requests you made, you might possibly get to one of these days. No, not at all. Prayer with God, as you see from the example of David in the Psalms, is about talking to God, often talking to God about your own feelings. And that is all part of that self-exposure. And yet, by its nature, as it says here, you cannot do that. You cannot reveal yourself to God and yet also do so to anything else.